good to see your faces this morning. Lovely faces, smiling faces. That's what I like to see. You know, when I see faces like that, I know that you have love in your heart, and that is the best thing that you can have. Love. Yes, love. Very, very important. Before I start, I would like to pray. Father God in heaven, we come this morning to you through your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. And we thank you, God, that you have sent us another comforter that you have promised that will come and listen to us, hear us, and help us out through our times of trouble. Lord, I pray for this comforter to come into our hearts this morning, to ignite our minds so we can see the word so clearly that the foundation you have for us is love. Thank you, God, for this moment. In your name I pray. Amen. Every morning, remind yourself, I am a masterpiece. I am handpicked by God. And I am a person of extreme value and significance. They are big words, aren't they? I am handpicked by God. I am a masterpiece. Can you visualize that? Can you see that? We are so special. Extreme value and significance. Wow. That is so powerful. I don't know how you look at yourself in life, but every morning I wake up and when I have a shower, look at myself in the mirror, and I said, wow. I said, I'm getting old. And I said, am I any significance? Is there any significance in my life? I am of any value in life? But just remember, the person who created us has a value on us. Wow. This is so powerful. I love that. Throughout the centuries, many religious denominations have preached about it, wrote about it, sang about it. And I'm sure that you have experienced these lyrics of this song. It's so simple. Sometimes when we sing it, we do not take it into heart or understand about it. This is the lyrics. The words are, Jesus loves me, this I know. Do you know that song? For the Bible tells me so. How serious is this song to your life? You know, I learned this song when I was about 5 years old, you know. Sitting in this old church that is made out of bush materials, and the seats are so low, made out of coconut stumps and just plank put on it. And sometimes, you know, the back's so sore, you know. And but still, we sat down there and sang this song over and over and over. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him below, they are weak, but he's strong. And that song has swept through the country of PNG. Early 1800s, the religious denomination came to my country. When they came to my country, the Seventh-day Adventist group was sent into a very, very remote area. That area was so dangerous for anybody to walk alone, even the locals people themselves. And the story goes, there's a family in a certain village on the coast of Port Moresby. That family wasn't well liked by the villagers. And the village people told this family, the leader of the family, the father, they said, "Why don't you go away up in the bush where these new people have arrived, new religious people have arrived?" He said, "Maybe they can change your life." He said, you are not wanted here." So that weeks went past, you know. I really believe that the Spirit of God has touched his heart. He took his wife, his three children, three boys, went on the canoe and paddled up to the closest point where he can walk up to this new religious denomination settlement. I don't know how long it took him, but he arrived there that Wednesday afternoon. And guess what? He became Seventh-day Adventist. You know, that family, that man was he practiced witchcraft. He was the most dreaded person in that village. But it's amazing how God changes life. And you know, friends, that person is my grandfather. The vilest offender changed. I think about, you know, that story, you know, when I was told, you know, I said, wow, God can change that person, and even God can change us at this stage. Because just remember, we are all rebellious people, whether you like it or not. Whether you come to this church every Sabbath and listen, look, our nature is rebellious. You realize that? I was asked to take this type of service in Horsham Church. 2 years ago, 18 months ago, I left the mines and I just didn't want to know anybody. Have you heard of hibernation, the word hibernation? Well, I am that. I like to hibernate. When I was asked to take my testimony in Horsham Church, I want to run away. Have you heard the story of, what's his name again? Jonah. Yeah, do you know the story about Jonah? How he ran away? I was like that. I want to run away. And in my vision, I said, okay. I said, this time, I want to head off because I don't want to come here anymore. I don't want to, you know, talk about Jesus anymore. I want to take off to Mission Beach because one of my hobbies are diving. I like to do diving. I just love it. You know, go and shoot fish, you know. And next thing, this vision came in my head, you know, about Jonah. Wow, I said, just imagine me diving away there and there's a whale there, swallows me. And I said, no. I said, well, God, I said, I'm going to change this. I said, I'll take up about my experience with the Horsham Church people. You see, friends, regardless of what you want to do in life, what you don't want to do, and which is right, God takes you and puts you there. It's not by chance that I'm here. I don't believe that. The Spirit of God, when He leads, you have no choice. I've learned plenty of things in life about health. Not looking after old people. I don't mind helping people. I love helping people. I was approached by my friend Mick Mokalik. He said, "Please, can you come and help me do the roof of my mother's place?" And I said, oh, okay, Mick. I said, we've worked together. We've enjoyed each other's company. We rubbished each other. And we kept on going. We became good friends. And I said, how long is it going to take, Mick? He said, 2 weeks. I said, okay, mate. I said, 2 weeks. And I have to tell my boss, I said, look, I'm taking 2 weeks off. He said, when are you coming back? I said, I don't know. I said, but I'll be back. I haven't been back since. You see, looking after old people who are sick is one of the hardest things you can do. And I often wonder, I said, why? Why am I here? I said, that's the least I want to do for anybody, looking after old people, cooking, making them drink, caring for them, you know. But how? Why am I here? You see, I was going to run away. I don't want to know about talking about Jesus Christ or standing out in front of a group of people talking about Him. No way. It was going to be only Dale and Dale only. And here I am at the front of you guys telling you what I'm going through. I believe that the Spirit of God loves me. God, Jesus Christ, loved me so much that in this church here with you people, the point is to talk about the Spirit of God and His love. I'm not a preacher, but I'm a person who likes to convince people about what I believe in and what I love in life. And convincing people ordinarily is hard enough. But with the Spirit of God, it makes it easier. Have any of you people here ever experienced what I've experienced? You know, what you don't want to do, you just go ahead and you just do it. You see, friends, I really believe that the love of God is so powerful and built in us that we have only the glimpse of it. Just imagine if we had that full power, the fullness of it. Just imagine if we had that. But at the moment, all of us here have just a glimpse. Just imagine that. And still, we can share that with people around here, people around us. You see, I cannot exist without love. Even the very glimpse of it, you know, little tiny, I cannot exist without it. You know, I'm here because of your love. You are here because of God's love. The very foundation of God is love. We are all attracted here. You know, some of us here, young ones are here, we don't like it, but, it happens. It just happens naturally. Love that draws us close to God. Just, recollect back to your life when you were young, growing up, and then you fall in love with this woman of your, a young girl of your life. Wow. Remember those days? Nothing matters. It's only that person that you will love. You know, I went through that, my first love, and I want that again. I want to have that again. And it goes with our spiritual walk too with God, our first love with God. Wow. It's built in us. He puts it here. And He puts it in this area here that we will never ever forget that. We are attracted by this magnetism that God has put between us and Him. We cannot run away from that. Never run away from that. I am so proud that my parents were so strong in that, with that God's love, that they have built this love, that no matter what I do, I want to run away from it. It doesn't happen. It won't go away from me. I grew up with five brothers, and we all were built with this foundation of love, Jesus Christ, Seventh-day Adventist, third generation. I can't say that I'm better than them. They all went out of the church, drank drugs, and went out for years and years. And in my mind, I said, growing up, I said, God, I said, if you are so powerful, I said, bring them back to you, you know. I said, in my human mind, I cannot see that they would come back. Boy, once you hit rock bottom, that's when the changes happen. I like the story to tell you about a story about my brother Paul. He's in Melbourne now. He grew up as a strong Seventh-day Adventist, good foundation from our parents, deacon of a church. He was the only best person in our church, in our family. I was the black sheep. Everybody sees me as that. But when he came to Australia, he left everything that was taught to us. And one day, 25 years later, he phoned me up. He said, Dale, I cannot do any more thing. He said, I'm had it. I'm gone. He said, my inside is all dried up. At that stage, I was doing literature work, selling books. And that was most probably the most powerful time of my life, of my walk with God. I said to him, I said, Paul, you have hit rock bottom. I said, your destination is hell. I said, the only thing you can do is get on your knees and pray. You see, when you are intoxication with nicotine, alcohol, and everything there on this earth that can destroy the body, you can't do any more. When you come to your final leg, you know. I said to him, Paul, get on your knees. I said, tell me the result of it. Divine intervention. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. And when he got off his knee, he phoned me up and told me, he said, Dale, when I got out of that prayer, stood up, he said, all that burden was taken away from me. Wow, that's powerful. And it's very hard to, you know, pull away from nicotine or alcohol. But it's amazing how God's power, divine intervention, changing the person, transforming that person. And I go back and think about my grandfather. Bushman, you know, fierce person, witchcraft person. How God transformed him. Wow. You all have a story here to tell, too, about your past, about where you come from. And it will be just as interesting as mine, you know. And that is your experience. And my experience is this. And I enjoy it every day because I talk to God. God leads me. God puts me where He wants to put me, you know. I don't argue. I don't like it, but I can't argue. I can't argue with God because things that I don't want to do, He puts me there. And I do it. And somehow, He helps me to follow through with that. You see, friends, I need your prayers for the challenge I'm going through for my brother, Tom. I visited him Christmas. And he lives in a very, very... Because he's blind, mute, and deaf, he can't see where he lives, he's dead, the children that don't look after him. In a third world country, when you don't have any help from the government, or even if you do, if you mismanage your money, you are in a bad situation. So my brother is in a situation with his daughters and his family. I've heard a few weeks ago that he had TB, tuberculosis. And I knew straight away that because of the deadly condition he lives in that caused him that disease. I tried to drop everything here and take off to New Guinea and help him. I'm able to do that. But at the moment, because of political situation between Papua New Guinea and Australia, things are hard for me. I flew in Brisbane 3 times and tried to discuss this matter with the consulate, PNG consulate, but seems I have a brick wall, you know, hitting my head against a brick wall. I can't get through them, you know. I'm a born Papua New Guinean. But they weren't allowing me there because I'm an Australian citizen. And I need your prayers. Because I really believe that you have God's love in your heart. And I believe that Spirit of God leads you people here. You see, we are led by God's love. We are brought here by God's love. And we are here to help each other through prayers, through physical work. We are here to do that. We cannot just overlook that, you know. Our duty is to do that with every member of this church. My service is very short because I like to bring it to the point what I'm talking about. Mainly to understand what God is all about. Why God put us on this earth. What to do. Not only for ourselves, but for our fellow men. Very, very important. I really like Paul's prayer to the Ephesians, you know. Paul recognizes what the Christian church should have. You know, the foundation of Jesus Christ is love. Foundation of God is love. Love breaks all barriers. You realize that? Perfect love casts out fear. If we have fear, then we don't have love. You realize that? I'd like to say that I don't have fear. And I'd like to love everybody. But it's only God's love that can give me that strength. Revive me so I can love people. I can help people because that's the main aim in Christian life. Don't you reckon? I'm glad you agree with me. I like this text, Ephesians chapter 3. And 14 to 21, I like to read it in a couple of other translations, but this is my favorite in Good News to Men, Good News Bible. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 21. Paul sees the need, okay? And this is Paul's prayer. It says, I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receive its true name. I ask God from the wealth of His glory to give you power through His Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. Wow, the inner self, the power and the strength in inner self. Do you see that? The inner self, the inner part of man, you know, to be strong. I pray that Christ will make his home in your heart through his faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love. I cannot pass that. I cannot pass that word love, because that's the only thing that brings us together to this church. Whoever we talk to, without that love of Christ in our heart, they will be, it's void, it becomes void. But I praise God that he has put in this DNA that love enough for us to keep on going, to win souls for Jesus Christ. Yes, I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all of God's people, may have the power to understand how great, how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, you may come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. How can we be filled with the very nature of God? Are we serious enough to see that love and see his nature and then ask for it? God, I want that nature. I want that nature that you have, your foundation. Wow, I want that. I fail a lot, but I yearn for that. I said, God, give me that love that you have, that foundation that you have, that I may display you on this earth. You know, I believe that we all can attain that. If we want something so, so much, the only thing we do is ask and ask and ask until we give, until we receive it. It's powerful stuff. I love it. Throughout my ministry doing corporate service, I came across plenty of people that think of me as a very, very powerful person. People that I don't know even dream about my coming to their place and selling them that book. You see, I really believe it's the power of God that people can see or have their dream before you even knock on the door. You see, when I knock on the door, a person comes and looks at me and says, wow, I dreamt about you last night. I know you were going to come to, I knew it. He said, come in. Wow, that's power. That's God's power. I've left the ministry about 10 years ago, but those words keep on ringing in my head, you know. God's power. That the other person who is not a Christian or who doesn't know you has that dream that you are going to turn up. I said, how did you know? He said, I see you in this outfit, what you got on. Man, it is powerful. That's why my mind goes back again, the love of God. That very tiny bit that he puts in everybody's heart, it's starting to take effect in everybody now. I like to pray for love every day. I've lost that love with my first marriage. I lost it with God, but I asked for it. I said, please God, give me this love so I can talk about you, you know. Yes. Let's ask for God's nature, his character completely in our life. Paul goes on in verse 20, he says, to whom, who by means of his power, working in us, is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for. Powerful, eh? So much more. So friends, the gift is there. Let's ask for it. Some of us are young here, and maybe we will never understand it in this short period of our growing period. But, man, Jesus who came and died for us on the cross, made it so easy for us that we may connect back to Him. This is powerful words from the Apostle Paul. I love his writings, especially when he encourages me that I can pray for the power and the love of God, that I can be a witness for Him. We are all witnesses here, you realize that, to each other and to people out there. We are all witnesses. In very small things that we do, we are witness for Him. That's powerful. It's not us. It's the power of God that leads us. And the only thing we have to do is ask for it. And He'll give us. I've experienced that. Forget self and look to others for help. Who needs help? I'll read that text again. To him who by means of His power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of. That's powerful. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time. For all time. Not for now only. For all time, right throughout our life, till we close our eyes. Forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.